Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos,
pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
All right, everybody, what's up? New episode, new show. Yo, what's going on with the world today? Dude trying to break into jail. High up a flocker. My question is, how high you got to be to break into jail? How do you come up with the concept of breaking into jail to visit your friends? Most people in jail trying to get out of jail. Not ever in my whole life I heard somebody try to break into the jail. What is the world coming to? Yo, that's a new kind of high. That's another kind of level of high. When you breaking into jail, whoo, wow. I know, you might think I'm playing, but it's for real. It happened in Florida. Dude tried to break into the jail house. It's too funny. I can't even talk about it. It's just hilarious. It's killing me on the inside. Yo, I don't know. Out of all the places you could break into, I don't think jail will be one of them. People try to break out of jail, but I ain't never known nobody do the opposite. I'm just saying, that's a new kind of high. He high high. You know you high when your high is high. We know that in other news that a lot of people were upset about Steve Harvey's mistake on Miss Universe, but mistakes do happen, and it wasn't done on purpose, but the stuff that was said on purpose. My question, how come we always in another country trying to fight civil wars, trying to bring equality? But the crazy thing is, what is equality in America? I'm just saying, we fighting the fight of the good fight in other countries, but when it comes to America, where's the equality at over here? I'm just saying, what's really wrong with the country? We always can fight for social injustice other places, but like I said, when it comes to America, the fight is not equal. Ain't that something? It's crazy that I pay taxes and I work hard. I really do. Not bragging or anything. But yet still, I pay into the system. I vote. I'm college educated. But yet still, the system or the wheels of justice don't spend the same for me like they do somebody else. But we can spend millions of dollars to fight another war in another country with tourists. I don't get it. Why is that? Why is it like that? That's a rhetorical question. But anywho, just something to think about before I get into the show. I'd like to give a shout out to Ruth Wilson Gasson, Jason, Stacy, Shane, Jennifer, to my nieces and to my nephew, and to my new friend, new family. Not new family, but, you know, old family. But today's show, today's topic, Food for the Soul, with guests, you know, me, Chef Ramon Clayton Weldon, the perfect gift. Food for the Soul menu, prime rib roast, scalloped corn and broccoli casserole, the dessert, white chocolate raspberry cheesecake, Food for the Soul thought. In order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. Food for the Soul thought of today. In order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Today's topic, the perfect gift. Y'all know that it's crazy that we spend so much money on trying to buy the perfect gift for a loved one or a family member or a friend or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or somebody that aunt, uncle, nephew, niece, whatever. But I think the perfect gift was the gift of Jesus Christ to mankind. Everybody has their own opinion, but think about this. If Jesus would have never came, we would never have a chance at everlasting life or a shot at heaven. I mean, I know you might not think heaven is important right now because you're doing what you want to do. You're living a good life. So it really don't matter because you ball until you fall because you got that. But you got to think about this. Where would you go when you die? So the perfect gift to me is Jesus Christ coming to the manger, being born with the Virgin Mary, so that we can have a chance at everlasting life. On another note, with that being said, sidebar, side note, Ashbrax, I got a problem with something. It might sound crazy, but why do everybody want to run to the pulpit? Why do everybody want to have a ministry? Not everything is a ministry. It's called life living. I want to be a financial minister. My ministry want to be financial planning. That's not a ministry. That's a job. My ministry want to help people lose weight. Why can't you just be a fitness advisor or a fitness coach? I'm just saying, we've been bamboozled by so much ministry until it's crazy. I never hear nobody say anymore, I want to start a Fortune 500 company, or I want to start my own company, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. It's, I want to start a ministry, or I want my ministry to be this. Why do you feel the need to minister to anybody but yourself? Why do you feel the need to sell yourself to everybody? Not everybody will hear what you have to say. I'm just saying. I know you might say, why would he say that? And he's on Blog Talk Radio. I'm just saying, everybody wants to do something outside of their league because it sounds good, it feels good. But sometimes, just stay in your lane. How can you be a financial talent to me when you a mess? Your credit score 300 and mine 700. How can you tell me how to live my life and you can't hold down a job for more than 6 months at a time, or have a stable environment, or be married, or have children, or date anybody. I'm just saying. And I'm not judging anybody for what they do or don't do. Why must you try to lead somebody when you can't lead yourself? Just be yourself. Stop always looking for titles. You got so many people wanting titles. Do titles make you feel important? Not really. But that's just my sidebar. But what I'm getting to is the perfect gift. And, you know, in Jesus' ministry, you know, you never seek a title when he was preaching to people. He just threw it. And his ministry was really short. A lot more turning. But he was humble. His whole life was humble. Born in the future, not the high end, not the he did a lot. And he did it from his heart. You know, he wasn't trying to build a mega church.
RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Tú discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
The perfect gift. The perfect gift is not only Jesus coming down so we have a chance at everlasting life. The perfect gift comes from your heart. What you do from your heart for other people. Helping somebody out. That's a perfect gift. Sometimes it's not what you buy people that makes it so perfect. Sometimes coming from the heart. That's all that matters. And sometimes the perfect gift might come when you least expect it. Like, for example, when you meet that person that you've been looking for all your life, and they happen just to come into your life at that perfect moment, in that perfect time, that's a perfect gift, because the gift of love can't get no better. Or learning to love somebody for them, and not for who you want them to be, or who you think they should be, but just learning to care about that person for them. I mean, so look from within and see what can you do to make a change in somebody else's life or even your life. Don't always walk around with a chip on your shoulder, because some people got it worse than you. I mean, sure, you don't live in a mansion. You don't drive an Infiniti or a Porsche or a Lexus coupe or a Cadillac DeVille. But if you got a car that can take you to the store and back home and don't break down, that's all you need. Stop whining about what you don't have and be grateful for what you do have. Parents, don't go into debt buying PS4s or Wii's or hoverboards or all this craziness, iPhone 7, G7, give love, show kindness, be humble. Some people don't even know what they're going to eat today, not less what they're going to eat for Christmas dinner. Some people don't know where they're going to be at Christmas Day. But if you got a house or a trailer or something nice and warm and cozy, be thankful. Don't be talking about, I want me a 50-bedroom mansion and I'll be happy. No, you won't. Happiness comes from within, not on the outside. So that's why you need that perfect gift of Christianity or whatever belief system that you have. And I'm not saying all religion is perfect. It does have its flaws, but it does give you a sense of direction, a sense of hope, a sense of well-being, a sense of being grounded. Because a lot of people are not even grounded anymore. They just do whatever, whenever, say whatever, whatever. It don't even matter. You have to learn that life is what you make of it. And every day is not going to be sunny. Not every day is going to be rainy, icy, cold, hot. Every day is not going to be the same. But you have to enjoy the ride for what it is. Like, I don't let stuff stress me out no more because stress is a silent killer. I don't even worry about what I don't have. I'm grateful for what I do have because I know somebody don't have a job. I've got one. It might not be the best job in the world, but it's a job, and it does give me money from week to week to pay some bills, and it gives me something to do because I could have been still looking for a job. I've been there. And it's a sad and a terrible feeling to graduate from college, have a lot of experience in a field, and you cannot find a job. Nobody wants to give you a chance of being set at the resume. You're going to end up at the interview. It don't quite work out that well. Or how about this? If you're a good person, but it won't give you a date. And I think sometimes it's the bad in them that rejects you. Not because somebody rejects you or don't like you, because it might not even be you.
Eo RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted.
relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilízate, que en la calle con nadie lidié, que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ay, ay, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow.
El remix oficial.
If you have any questions about WELDON.com, once again, that's WELDON on WELDON.com. I want to hear from you. Tell me what you like about this show. Tell me what you don't like. Keep it real, keep it 100. If you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. Guest call in 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. Good gift. The perfect gift could be health. Think about this. Somebody might not be able to walk right now. Somebody might not even have food to eat. Somebody might not have a place to call home. Somebody right now might not even have a family. So the perfect gift could be a lot of things to a lot of people. Think about this. How about if you didn't have any feet? Because some people have been amputated. They lost their leg, their limb, or whatever. How about this? A perfect gift is sight. Think about somebody who's blind or that has lost their eyesight. The perfect gift is more than just things you can buy at the mall, at the store, or buy for someone. I'm telling you, a perfect gift could be your mother or your father, because somebody lost their loved one, their parent. Either one, father or mother. Some people don't even have both. They lost both of their parents. So you have to be grateful for everything that you have and don't have, because it could have been a lot worse. See, that's a lot of times we focus on what we don't have. Could you imagine that both of your parents are deceased now and that you would have no mother or no father or no grandparents to call? Could you imagine that this year you alone, because everybody you know in your nuclear family has gone on to glory? So we have a lot to be thankful for, but sometimes we just whine and mope and bitch and moan that we're not happy. Sure, we might not eat Red Lobster or Olive Garden every day, but a belly full is a belly full, because somebody don't even have a belly full. Could you imagine being homeless, dirty clothes, old shoes, no socks, dirty hair? Could you imagine that, living out of a cardboard box? And no, I'm not making fun of nobody's situation. But could you imagine living like that? Some people live like that every day. But see, you got a job to go to. You got a nice SUV in your yard, or a nice car, or a brand new car, whatever. You should be thankful. That's the perfect gift. I mean, what more do you want? I mean, sure, you might not have all the money in the world, but did all of them in the world make you that much more happier? No. Appreciative and thankful for what we have. I'm glad I have 2 legs and 2 feet. I'm glad I have arms and legs, hands. I'm glad I have my vision. It might not be the perfect vision, but I still can see. Thank God for that. Now I don't have a 2015 or a 16, but thank God for what I do have, because I remember one time my car burned down and I had to walk everywhere. So we better be thankful for what we do have, because I'm grateful. I'm telling you, every day I can turn my key and my car start up and I have no troubles. Thank you, Jesus, because I done been there. Car done broke down, sometimes in another town. And that's a bad situation when your car breaks down in another town and you have limited money or whatever to get you and your car back. What I'm saying is, we don't be thankful enough. We're not grateful enough. The perfect gift, there's so many perfect gifts until there's not one. It's life. Every day you wake up, that's a gift. Tomorrow, I promise to nobody. So every day you wake up, the gift of life is a gift. Because somebody died yesterday. Somebody died this morning. Somebody died the last hour. Somebody dying right now. So what I'm saying is, don't sit here and think, oh, because somebody didn't give me that diamond tennis bracelet, or somebody didn't give me that car that I wanted, or I didn't get the Xbox that I wanted, or I didn't get that horse or that pony or that brand new bike or that hoverboard that I wanted. Think about this. You got life. You got loved ones that love you. You got freedom. You got a chance to be with your loved ones, because somebody in prison right now that want to be out and can't be out. Some people are in there for a short while. And some people there for life. Could you imagine being in prison for life? No, you're going to die in there with no chance of parole. Think that's something to know, that your whole life just ended. You can't do no more than where you at this present state and time. That's sad. You can't go outside when you want to. You can't go to the mall like you used to go to the mall. It's hard. It's hard, but somebody dealing with that right now, life in prison. Think about that. You're not in that situation, thank God. But could you imagine if you was in that situation? So don't never be so down and out about how you feel about this brand new iPhone that the next guy got, the slim something, or I don't have the G7. If you have a cell phone you can call somebody on, or text somebody on, or take selfies, it might not be the best phone in the world, but remember, somebody don't have a cell phone. Take these things for granted, but somebody don't have that. So don't look down or get depressed about these things, because it's not going to be perfect always. So the perfect gift is the topic of the show, because, you know, Christmas is in a couple of days and people looking for their last minute shopping or their last minute something they want to buy somebody. But remember this. Life is a gift in itself. Which is a blessing. So don't be short or upset or hold grudges with people. Learn to forgive. Learn to love. Learn to let go. Years ago, because that's crazy. You have to learn to let go and learn to love. Love more. Get that respect, the thing that you can't free, you can't even get that right. Love somebody besides yourself. I mean, love yourself first. Grateful. I'm glad I'm alive. Because it's better than being gay. I'm glad I have health. It's better than being in the hospital. Because somebody in the hospital right now want to be home. They don't want to be there. Nobody wants to be in pain. Nobody wants to have cancer. Nobody wants to have a heart attack. Nobody wants to be shot, stabbed, or hurt. Nobody wants to go through all that. But it happened to somebody today and the next day. So remember these perfect gifts that you have every day. You got food. You got family that love you. I know you're saying, why are you saying the same thing over and over? Because I'm trying to get it into your head that somebody don't have this stuff. And you're taking it for granted every day. You just walking around all willy-nilly like it ain't nothing. You know how many levels I don't bear that feelings that I've been to this year alone? Some of them I don't even go to because there's just so many. In the past, I don't know how many months, there was a funeral every week, either of a classmate, family member, church member, or somebody you know in general. Every week there was a funeral. I mean, you might be like, people die. People die all the time. But that's true. I know that. But it also makes you think about your life. Am I living life to my fullest potential? Am I joking around with the gift that I have to do better, playing? Because some people be playing and don't even know they're playing. What I'm saying is, am I giving my all to myself, to my community, to my church, to my family? Am I giving my all, or am I just half caught doing things just because it sounds good? And see, there are a whole lot of people that do that. They do stuff because it sounds good. Like I said earlier, a lot of people want titles because it sounds good. I feel important. But you got to do work to get these titles. And that's the problem with a lot of people. They think they just should get a title because they should just get a title. But I'm saying that's the problem. Jesus did not come in the world looking to be the next TV evangelist or the next superstar preacher. He didn't have to do none of that. He came in with the word. He was the word. And he had power in the word. A lot of you fly by night people. Don't have no authority in nothing. It's all about the showmanship, about the great escape. Sometimes, just be a minister. Just talk to yourself sometimes. Lead yourself to do the right thing. I mean, you know, life is what it is, but it can be worse. So, thank you for listening to Food for the Soul. Like I said, you want to have any, if you have any emails or feedback you want to share with me, WELDONR112@gmail.com. To Steve Harvey, you always did a great job. You inspire me. I love what you do. I'm a fan of yours. So don't let people talk about you or put you down because I know you're better than that. And remember this. There's a lot of hate in this country. Too much hate. Nobody is above nobody else. Ain't that something? Why do you think you're better? Because you're white, Hispanic, Asian, or whatever race you are, what gives you that right to think you're better than anybody else? You're not. So get over yourself. Be the best you that you can be, but get over yourself. Stop living in the past. So remember, the perfect gift comes from love, peace, happiness, life, liberty, strength, good health, being around the people that you love, and things of that nature. Remember, it's not where you start, it's where you end that matter. So keep up the great job, and keep listening to the show. And like I said, share with your family, friends, cousins, aunties, brothers, sister, whatever, babies, it don't matter. Because I want y'all to share the show. And thank y'all for listening every week faithfully and keep putting up with me. I love y'all. Remember, love breaks every chain. Be good.